My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about 7 ways to use Zapier and if this, then that to speed up your workflow. So first and foremost, we should talk about these different tools. They're basically the same. Both Zapier and if this, then that will basically allow you to hook in your web applications with each other. So what does that mean exactly? So I'll give you an example. If somebody fills out a lead form on the Single Grain website, I'm automatically going to get a text message. Whoever's involved in sales is going to get a text message with the details of that lead form. So it's going to happen real time. And also that's going to be pushed to our Slack chat room. Zapier and if this, then that allows us to do that because it basically will use the different APIs from each and every web app. So the first thing I will say is the difference between the two, if this, then that was more targeted towards the consumer, Zapier more towards B2B. So with Zapier, you're going to see more integrations if you're trying to do something related to business. But if this, then that is great too. Let's say you're coming home and you want your Belkin lights to turn on automatically. You can have it do that. So anyway, the first way with Zapier, I'm going to say, is for us when we have I think the first example is really good. We talked about leads. But another example is when we have new blog posts that are going out, they're going to push to our Slack chat room so everyone can help promote it. And at the same time, these new blog posts are going to go into a Google Sheet called our Single Grain and Growth Everywhere Content Bank. And that's where we're, all of our editors, all of our writers are going to be able to see that content. That way we can cross-link, we can decide what we want to repurpose. It's just good to have one area where all of our content's continually being put into. So we can just look at it really quickly and be like, okay, here's the URL, here's the description, and you know, here's what we should be doing about it. So that's number one.
Number two, what we do is we automatically save every tweet that we post to a Google spreadsheet. And it breaks it down to not just the tweet, but also how it's performing overall. And that's really useful for us because then after a month, 3 months, a year, whatever, we can go back and we can see which marketing messages, like tweets, have done the best. And we can reuse some of those tweets all over again on Twitter. And I found that when you tweet something once, people usually, or most of your people won't see it. So you can tweet it 3-4 times and still get a ton of traction. The other thing that we end up doing with that data is once we figure out that what works on Twitter, we can then take those marketing related messages and put them on Facebook and other social channels as well that take status updates. And if you do that, you'll start pushing out content that gets more shares, comments, likes, etc., versus just pushing out a lot of stuff that's a flop.
Great. And number three is, I'm looking through our Zapier right now. Actually, number three is really good for if you're doing consulting or you have, if you have an agency. This is great because if you're using something like BidSketch or Quiller, if a new proposal is signed, then you can automatically have a new QuickBooks customer created, and then it's going to be pushed to your Slack chat room. And then it's also going to be an automatic email is going to send out at the same time, an onboarding email, and a Basecamp project is going to be created. Like, look at all that manual work that you have to do when you're creating a new client. It's a lot of work, right? And it's annoying. But if you can have this automated, the more you can automate around your business, the more efficient you're going to be. So Zapier does allow you to have multi-step workflows or multi-step zaps, and that allows you to kind of connect a few zaps together. I don't know if it's if this then that allows that yet.
Yeah, so for if this, then that, another thing that we like doing is getting notifications, email notifications, every time someone mentions us on specific social sites. So we don't do it for like Twitter because we get too many tweets, but we'll do it for things like Reddit. So we know things like Reddit or Hacker News or Product Hunt, etc., can drive us a lot of traffic. So anytime that someone mentions us on one of those sites, we want to ensure that, hey, our team knows and they're promoting that content heavily or upvoting it. So then that way we have a higher chance of hitting the homepage, because once we hit the homepage, we get a ton of traffic. But it's too much work to go out there and check Reddit every day or check Hacker News every day to see if someone's mentioning you. And it's really simple. Through if this, then that, you can just get an email notification right when it happens. And when it does, the team is notified and then everyone works on promoting that story. So then that way it hits the homepage and you get more traffic.
Great. I think this is number five. So we use Intercom on our site for our chat. And sometimes, you know, we're going to get people that are fairly qualified. You're talking about public companies. We're talking about really big companies. And we have it automatically pushed to our CRM. So Intercom, you know, this is easy. When a new Intercom email lead comes in, it's going to push to our Salesforce IQ, which is our CRM. And then we can act on it immediately. And when something comes into Salesforce IQ, it's going to push to our Slack as well. So that way we have everything set up. Everything's just being passed over to where we're hanging out and we're aware of what's going on. So Neil, what is number six?
So using if this, then that again, we like getting notified on trending things. So with Jiffy, once we know what images are trending, we get an email from if this, then that on, hey, here are the most popular trending GIFs. Same thing with Google Trends. Here's what's very popular on Google Trends. And we do this for all popular aggregators. The reason being is when you're into marketing, it's all about traffic, user acquisition. At least it is for us. The more users you can get, the better off you are. One way to get a ton of users is through things that are time sensitive. So something happens in the news and you want to know about it, or if something goes viral, you want to know about it. You can then piggyback off of it, and you'll find that if you write about anything that's trending or share anything that's trending, you'll get followers quicker, you'll get visitors quicker, and they keep coming back. And best of all, you get a lot of links with these news-related, time-sensitive information pieces out there. And links, the more links you get, even if that story doesn't rank well on Google, your whole site has higher authority. And as you're getting higher authority, your whole site ranks better for the main head keywords as well as the long keywords that your long tail keywords that you're trying to rank.
Great. And you can also do some other stuff when it comes to automatic social sharing. So for example, I use Pocket to save a lot of the stuff that I read. Pocket will automatically push to Facebook. You can have it push to, you can make a multi-step workflow, and then you could go to Facebook, Twitter at the same time, and it becomes really useful that way. So if you're looking to automate your social media, Zapier, If This Then That can do that for you to an extent. Just make sure that it's not looking too automated. You know, just figure out how you can make your social message look more humanly, however possible. So with that being said, that's it for this episode of Marketing School. We'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Badatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.